Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Thursday, March 7th. It's 2019, and the Knicks are 13-52. Now, I'd like to say that's bad news because I want my Knicks to win, but they will now have a one-third chance to get the number one pick next year. Amazingly, they changed it up to where they have less of a chance than they would normally have because I believe as of this second, they're number one, the worst record in the league. And there's some good people really coming out. But anyway, I just had to start with that because I was thinking about that today. The New York Knicks, Madison Square Garden, and they can't field a team because the owner don't know what the hell he's doing and nobody wants to work for him. Yet they think they're going to get big stars next year. They're not. All right, I know. This is a show about you. And everything that surrounds you and your the economy and your job and your money and the markets and that stuff in between. And we got it all. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, you go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button to go Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me, just be nice. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day. If you'd like to hear what you're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get your notes. And the email service is right there, one free month, convictionleaders.com. Go check it out. Well... in the middle of the day on Monday, we had noticed that the leading group in the market was getting some high volume selling. Combined with the coast-to-coast sentiment, everybody bearish, everybody bullish, combined with the fact we're into major resistance levels, combined the fact we had a good run, combined the fact that a lot of areas showed what we call stalling action, a lot of volume, no price movement, combine the fact that already a few areas were starting to break down. And we covered those areas for you in the days leading up to Monday, last week. Combine that fact, we wrote midday Monday and told you Monday. Remember what we told you, right? We thought the complexion of the market was changing. Had changed. And even though on Monday, Dow was down 400 and only finished down 200, we thought the complexion was changing. And simply that means market's going to go through a little bit of ick, of unknown price and time. Pullback, correction, whatever you want to call it. And we don't need to go further than that because we really don't know. And I know you get from pundits on Wall Street that they know where things are going to be at the end of the year. I love when I hear that. Our target for the end of 2019 is 27,342. Not 27,343, 342. Forget all the variables. Forget anything that can possibly happen. forget that the Dems are probably going to try and impeach the president. Well, they're going to impeach him, but he's not going to get out. Nobody, you know, Senate's not going to kick him out. Forget all those variables. They know. Well, we don't. But we have a pretty decent idea when direction changes. And then we let the cards come out of the deck. Which led to the last couple of days. And yesterday, we really thought in the last couple of days something else happened. The advanced decline stopped. What is that? And we're giving you a nice little lesson here. Well, every day front and center on my screen are the advanced declines on the New York and the NASDAQ. I don't follow the American. And we can tell, well, over the last 3 weeks, the average has been 21 up, 17 down, you know, that type of stuff. But all of a sudden, we started to see a real, real diminishing of the good advanced declines into negative, and then really harsh negative. So we told you, we thought the advanced declines at top, and that just means the average stock ain't going up, it's now going down. And again, we don't know how bad something's going to get. We just know something is topped out for now. That's all. But then more cards come out of the deck and it give us an idea, okay, maybe this is a little bit worse than, you know, and oh, this is really bad. Oh, this isn't going to be a non-event. Again, as little cards come out of the deck. Which led us to today. And the interesting thing about today was that futures were down decently, but then they were kind of flattish near the open, and then massive sellers came in. Confirming even more what we thought was happening on Monday. Now, does that mean the end of the world is at hand? No. Does that mean it's going to take everything down? No. But what we do recognize is that this market's had its way of either feast or famine. And we recognize that, so we watch it closely. Look for clues, look for signs, do massive amounts of scans throughout the day. And it gives us a decent feel. So right now we are pre-taping the show in the final hour. We do that on Thursdays because of my schedule. And by the way, every Monday and Thursday, I am on Fox News, Fox Business's Bulls and Bears show, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. live. So we tape in the 3 o'clock hour. As I speak, it's 3:24 p.m. And the market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. And as I speak, Dow down 235, S&P 26, NASDAQ 92, NASDAQ 196. SOX down another 17, transports 123. New lows picking up and advanced declines. You remember how bad yesterday? Well, as I speak, it's 11:26 on the New York, 10:19 on the NASDAQ. So just another rough day. And there's some pockets of strength today, and I will mention them in a couple of minutes. But just leave no doubt we're in one of those periods of weakness. And again, we're not sure how bad. The good news is anything that's been extended is pulling back in, and we'll see how these things react as they pull back into support levels and last pivot points. If they hold good, if they don't hold bad, duh. And of course, it gives us an opportunity to see where the real strength is. Because when things are weak, it's easiest to isolate the strength. When things are strong, it's easier to isolate the weakness. So we're in pullback mode here of unknown price and time. There's about 35 minutes left in today's action. will take you towards the close. And anything's possible. You know, Donald Trump is really good at throwing out a tweet between 3:30 and 4 o'clock that everything's great with China. You know. Yeah, he does that. Trumpsters. But let's just say things are a little bit on the soft side now. So up next, we'll talk about it. Got some news, other stuff, much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. We are pre-taping the show in the final hour. As I speak, it's 3:28 p.m. Markets down 242, S&P down 27, NASDAQ down 94, NASDAQ 100 down 98, yuck. SOX down 17, and again, we alerted to you on Monday, and you see what's happening here. And again, when we start to see something like that, you know, it's not baked in the cake. I will tell you, about a month ago, we had said on this show that I'm pretty sure we said something to the effect of, and I think it was around February 7th, we think a near-term top is being put in place. 2 days later, I said, I think that's probably about it. And we moved up again. So if we open up down 200 tomorrow and finish up 200, that's probably going to be the low. And that's what we mean by cards coming out of the deck. But we also do the weight of the evidence. And we just, you know, we think that this one's going to do a little bit more. And I was listening to some people today talking about moving averages. I'm not so sure they got it right. You know, the S&P is back below the 200-day moving average, so they're worried about that. The NASDAQ's back below the 200, but I got news for you. Both of those indices are above the 50-day moving average, so we were never really in bull mode. We're in recovery mode. So I'm not sure I'm paying attention to that, but let me just tell you what I am paying attention to. And we started doing this in the last couple of days, but a little bit more today. Paying attention to the fact that the regional banks have rolled over, and we define for you what rolled over means. Rallying up, stall for a few days, roll over. And now we're seeing it in the big banks, too. You'll go look at the XLF. And then underneath that are the names. Bank America, instead of breaking out, it's rolling over. Citigroup's doing the same. JP Morgan's doing the same. And then you can go into some of these regionals that I mentioned. Same thing. They're just rolling over. And what it simply tells you is for now. That's it. No more progress until we see something else. So the financials not helping the cause. The transports, and may I say the transports never, ever really showed leadership on this rally up. Yeah, it rallied up, but no oomph. And it's really getting hit bad. And I look at a few things like FedEx. FedEx has been anemic rallying up. This thing's rolling over badly on volume now. An important name in the group. Same for UPS. The airlines are already in bad shape. So the transports are not helping the cause. The oils are not helping the cause. As the oil stocks top out, I mentioned that yesterday, following through a little bit today. The all-important semis gagging a little bit more today. Now, to me, the semis are just pulling back. But then I go look at names like Lam Research. That's rolled over. And others. So what I would just consider it, we're on the defensive right now. And just be a little bit careful. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals and Biotech was at new highs 3 days ago. It's getting slaughtered the last 2 days. Not a great sign. Other biotechs doing the same. I mentioned that to you also before today. Go look at the IBB. It's just the biotech index. Look at the BBH, another biotech index. Just been slammed over the last couple of days. So just cool the jets. The only today, the good news, I don't know if it's good news, but you know what's green today? The things that topped out Monday. The software names and some of those strong growth names. I got five names that have really set themselves apart from most others. I'm loath to name them for you just yet. In that, you know, if things worsen, they get them all. Give me a day or so, I'll let you know. There's some names that really exploded on earnings and are just showing really good strength versus the market right now. And if they're going to go higher, they're going to hold up while the market continues to, you know, not act well. And then as soon as the market stops going down, they're just going to shoot out of a cannon. I've got five names. There's a few others, but these five separate themselves. So let's see what happens over the next couple of days, and I'll mention. Also of note, Amazon's down 45 today. Facebook down 4. Zuckerberg came out and said some stuff. Zuckerberg came out and said something to the effect of, well, they're going to go towards more privacy. Instead of town squares, more like living rooms. Whatever that means. We'll see how that plays out. So not a good day for the fangs. Netflix down 8, Google down 18, Facebook down 4, Amazon down 46, Apple down 2. A deuce. Not a good day there. And in the Dow today, well, Exxon's up 50 cents, Verizon's up 40 cents, Nike's up 8 cents, everything else not good. 3M's in the threes, in the twos, you got Boeing, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, United Health, and Apple. Ones are American Express, Chevron, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, J.P. Morgan, Microsoft, McDonald's, Visa, United Tech, and Walgreens. I got to tell you, the drugstores, they're acting like they took a lot of oxycodone. Anyway, so just, again, not we're in pullback mode. I don't want to go much further than that just to say it's gaining a little teeth on the pullback. But not the end of the world. Maybe tomorrow. Up next, more on markets. News of the day. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening.
listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. As I speak, Dow down 230, S&P down 25, NASDAQ 90, NASDAQ 194, SOX down 17, transports 119. The Russell and mid-caps, small and mid-caps, which were much worse yesterday, not as bad today, but still not very good. New lows expand. There are more new lows on the NASDAQ than new highs, and almost more new lows on the New York than new highs. I don't know if that's meaningful, but let's see what I can find new lows. You ready? CVS Health. That's drugstore. Kraft Heinz. They have some SEC stuff going on. Macy's Retail. Alaska Air. Urban Outfitters, Cigna, the managed care stocks. Goodyear Tire. These are all new yearly lows. Grupo Televisa. Owens & Minor. Yeah, not seeing much else that are of note. Oh, Hewlett Packard. That's new yearly low. Damn. Oh, well. On the new high list, utilities, Dollar Tree stores, because they're shutting a bunch of stores, Southern Company Utilities, CMS Energy, American Electric Power, Con Ed Utilities, WEC Energy Utility, American Water Works Utility, as I said, utilities. And a few muni bond funds. That's it for the new high list. So definitive deterioration in the market. But as we speak, it's 3:40 p.m. And as we speak, in the last 2 minutes, we're only down 213, and the NASDAQ's only down 84. NASDAQ 100's down 88, so a little bump. But still less than thrilling. And I get asked often, what stops the downside? Stalling action on the downside. That's all. Get a couple of days of heavy, heavy, heavy volume and no more downside. Or a reversal day. Dow down 250, 300, finish up 5. On very heavy volume, often stops the bleeding. We'd have to do a lot of work in the last 20 minutes. And we won't be there yet. I think we're going to take you almost to the close. A few things I want to talk about. Trade deficit in goods hits a record. The U.S. trade deficit in goods hits a record 2018, defying President Trump's efforts to narrow the gap. Well, we've been telling you all along that this whole trade deficit thing is a bunch of bullcrap. We completely disagree with the president. We do. Why? Why do you have trade deficits? Well, part of that is you just buy a crap load of stuff from them. What are you going to do? Tell Americans stop buying Toyotas and BMWs? Now, I don't mind if you tell China you're not doing enough and I want you to, you know, level the playing field. But, I'm just letting you know. I just think that the old, this is the end of the world scenario, I've never bought into that. We buy a lot of crap. Anyway, just wanted to note that. And it's a sign of our strength. you know, if their economy is weakening and our economy stays strong, we're going to buy more than them. That's how it works. As I mentioned, Dollar Tree is marked down the value of Family Dollar chain, announced plans to close hundreds of Family Dollar stores. By the way, if you have never been in these dollar stores, you need to go in. They're the greatest. By the way, they're also announcing Dollar Tree. They may have to add more than dollar products in there, which would suck. You actually go in these stores and everything's a buck. How great is that? Anyway, just letting you know. Tesla. They are shutting all their stores, and everything's going to be done online, and I guess that's to help with costs. But with cars, aren't we kind of, I don't know, you tell me, aren't we touchy-feely? I won't buy a car without seeing it. And I don't trust his CEO acumen. I really don't. I really think he should stay running the company, but I really think he should shut up. A bear market that lasts a year, I think, takes Tesla stock down to $100. My guess. I mentioned Facebook. I don't know if they're going to change or not. I don't know what they're trying to say, but they're going to go to private sharing. I have not been a fan. I think Zuckerberg lied on Capitol Hill. I think he's in the back pocket of a lot of these politicians. I believe they've become a data collecting monster. I hate the fact. I took Facebook off my phone, so I don't have them on an app. On my computer, I have them all shut down. I'm all logged out. Yet I can go on a computer at a friend's house and search trip to Greece. And then go on my Facebook, and out of nowhere, there's an ad for a trip to Greece. And I'm thinking to myself, what are they, just a bunch of stalkers? I hate that. And I don't think that's what Facebook was supposed to. I think they recognized they needed to do that. The ads, great, this, that, and the other thing. But man, oh man, that pisses me off. Doesn't it piss you off? It's like the 14 robocalls I got today. And if I tell you, I get them from everywhere. You ready for this? Today, I got one from the United States. Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Palm Coast, Florida. Winter Park, Florida. Boca Raton, Florida. Port St. Lucie, Florida. Marathon, Florida. Vero Beach, Florida. Des Moines, Iowa. Garden City, New York. Inverness, California. Here's another one from the United States. Anyway, this whole communication thing is kind of turning into a blob, if you ask me. Now, I do use Twitter because I love this thing, the Twitter feed, they call it. I dig that. Anybody I want to follow comes up. I get to see it and I get to read news. I added 3 or 4 new ones in the last week. Axios, Bloomberg Business, and a couple others. And whenever they put up news, I see it. Love that. Instant news. But I have a Facebook page. I'm pretty much done with it. When I used to tweet, it used to go on my Facebook. I don't do that anymore. And I'm noticing a lot of people I know are no longer using it too. I think they may have jumped the shark. And if you don't know what jump the shark means, go look it up. And think Fonzie and Happy Days and water skiing. Fonzie from Happy Days. From many years ago. Up next on The Edge. That and the other thing. And whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. We will be taking you to about 3:58 p.m., so we'll be right, that's Eastern Time, right at about the close of the market. As I speak, it's about 3:50. Dow's down 228. S&P almost 26. NASDAQ 90, NASDAQ 195. The SOX, 16 and change. Transports, 114. Advanced decline, stink. Up-down volume, stinks. Not much good to tell you. Except some software names are still green. Most things in the Dow getting whacked. And just overall tone, yucky. Now, I haven't really talked the economy, have I? Because I'm, you know, economy. I'm just letting you know, Europe... Bunch of them's in recession. China has issues. All the central bank nut jobs are coming out daily now, talking about they're ready for more easy money. Europe just completely changed their stance again overnight, saying, well, we're not raising rates in 2019. By the way, you know what their rates are? Minus 0.4%. They're still printing. They're threatening to print more. Same with Japan. China's on a major, major, major easy money binge. Our central bank, DOLT, look up the word DOLT, D-O-L-T. In the past 2 days, one of them that's a moderate yesterday came out and said, on a downturn, we can consider more printing of money in negative rates. Another dolt came out today and said, we need to be softer on rates. I got to tell you, there ain't enough straitjackets for these people. And the problem is, as I have told you, 10 years of rigging and manipulating markets, I don't know what the final outcome is. If there ever is a point, you know how if, I'm going to use a girlfriend. So I'm like speaking to you men, but I'm also speaking to you women. You know how when you're going out with a girl for a few years, you're in love and everything's great, and all of a sudden she falls out of love with you? And you do everything you can to make her love you again. You go out of your way. Instead of buying a dozen roses, you buy her 10 dozen. But didn't matter. Because it's over. You plead. You beg. You call them up. No, this is not. I never did this. One time in college, a girl broke up with me, and I tried to do this great evening on the beach where I was cooking food and everything. Cops came and shooed me away. That didn't work out. She dumped me. Anyway, I'm making a point. If we ever get to the point where these central bankers who try to, believe me, with their rhetoric, try to move markets, if we ever get to the point where markets stop listening to what they do and, in fact, get so pissed off that you're trying to get back with your girlfriend that she just heads for the hills and she goes to the police and say you're stalking, if the market ever does that to the central banks, holy crap. Now, I'm careful with my words here, but I always worry about the great unwind. You know, we had that in 08, and you do realize to solve the problem of 08, they just went and did the same thing they did before 08 that caused the problem in the first place with just $20 trillion of money and counting. I hope I'm not around if we ever get to that point. Wasn't that a good analogy? And by the way, it's true. I had a girl break up with me in college, and I came up with this thing to win her back, took her to the beach, set up a barbecue, got all, I mean, I did everything possible. I forgot the music. I was, it probably was some Journey music. Police came. You can't have a fire on the beach. Get the hell out of here. It was Clearwater Beach, by the way. I was dumped. It was over anyhow. Anyway, let's just hope the Fed and the markets never get back to that breakup point. That's all. 10 seconds ago, the Dow was down 250 and the NASDAQ was down 95. Within 10 seconds, we're only down 213 and 87. But of course, that can change in the next 10 seconds. And as I speak, it's 3:55 p.m. Eastern Time. I just told you my most embarrassing situation with a girl. The cops sent me out of there. What can I tell you? Anyway, as I speak, as we get to the close, Dow down 213, S&P 24. Make that Dow down 208, S&P 24, NASDAQ 85, NASDAQ 186. Not a thrilling day. Little more distribution in the market. Little more ick. Just the pullback so far. Let's hope it doesn't turn into something more. If it does, we'll get a clue and let you know. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.